Hello children, how are you? I hope you all are fine at your home. Today, in this audio lecture, I am going to discuss Geography 7th chapter, Our Country, India. So, for the purpose of study, I divided this chapter into 3 modules or 3 parts. Now, I will start my audio lecture of this module first, module 1. So, in this module 1, we will learn about the geographical condition of our country India. For example, size of our country India, location, locational setting, Indian standard meridian, IS, peninsula, time zones. So, these are the topic for the module 1. So, let us begin. India is a country of vast geographical expanses. Here vast means very big geographical expanses. In the north, it is bound by the very high Himalayas, the Arabian Sea in the west, the Bay of Bengal in the east, and the Indian Ocean in the south. Wash the shores of the Indian Peninsula. India has an area of about 3.28 million square kilometer. The north-south extent from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is about 3,200 kilometer from north to south. And the east-west extent from Arunachal Pradesh to Kutch in Gujarat is about 2,900 kilometer. The Lofty Mountains, the Great Indian Desert, the northern plains, the uneven plateau surface, and the coast and islands present a diversity of landforms. There is a great variety in the climate, vegetation, wildlife, as well as in the language and culture also. So, in this diversity, we find unity that is reflected in traditions that bind us as one nation, India, unity in diversity. India has a population of more than 120 crores since the year 2011, census of 2011 according to. It is the second most populous country of the world. India is the second most populous country of the world after China. So, it is clear that India is the seventh largest country of the world also. And India has a land boundary of about 15,200 kilometer, and the total length of the coastline of the mainland, including Andaman and Nicobar and Lakshadweep Island, is 7,516 kilometer. And now we see the locational setting of our country India. So, India is located in the northern hemisphere. India is a vast country and it is lying entirely in the northern hemisphere, entirely. Whole country lies in the northern hemisphere. The Tropic of Cancer, 23°30' north, passes almost halfway through the country. From south to north, mainland of India extends between 8°04' north and 37°06' north latitudes. It is the latitudinal setting of India. And from west to east, India extends between 68°07' east and 97°25' east longitude. It is the longitudinal value. If we divide the world into eastern and western hemisphere, so India belongs to eastern hemisphere, okay? So, due to great longitudinal extent of about 29°, there could be a wide differences in local time of places located at two extreme points of India. The difference between these two points would be about 2 hours. So, the local time changes by 4 minutes for every 1 degree of longitude. The sun rises about 2 hours earlier in the east, Arunachal Pradesh, then in the west, Gujarat. So, The local time of longitude of 82°30′E has been taken as the Indian Standard Time, IST. This meridian or longitude is also termed as the Standard Meridian of India. So, the country India, southeast and the southwest of the mainland lie the Andaman and Nicobar Island and the Lakshadweep Island and Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea respectively. So, this is the locational setting of our country India. So, once again we see some point location. India located in a tropical country known as a tropical country. Total geographical area 3.28 million square kilometer. Latitudinal extent 8°04′N to 37°06′N. Longitudinal 68°07′E to 97°25′E. North south extent 3,200 km. East west extent 2,900 km. Land frontiers 15,200 km and coastline 7,516 km. And standard meridian of India 82°05′E longitude. And now we see the peninsula. What is the peninsula? So the peninsula is a piece of land that is surrounded by water on three sides. If we see the map of India, just we see the India, Indian subcontinent, the country India is surrounded by water in three sides: Arabian Sea, Indian Ocean and the Bay of Bengal. So we can say that India is a peninsula type of area, peninsula type of land. And then time zones. So large countries which stretch extensively from east to west do not have a single standard time for the whole country, because earth moved around the sun in the west to east direction. So that is why, so for example, the USA and Canada, they have been 6 time zones. So USA have 7 time zone and Canada have the 6 time zones, because they have the large stretch from east to west. Okay. So children, these all are the topic of module 1. All of you go through the PPT, handout and worksheet also. I hope you all are understood the topics of module 1. So we will meet again and continue the module 2 of the same chapter, Our Country India. Till then, goodbye. Stay home, stay safe. Thank you very much to all of you.